The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder. Owen Sheehan has popped in from the Off The Ball studios to talk about the weekend sporting action. We'll start with the golf. What's the scores and the doors? Is Rory out yet?
No, 6:47pm okay. He's out. There's no way of dressing this up. This is a terrible leaderboard. Jonathan Vegas, the famous Jonathan Vegas, is top of the leaderboard on 800 par, followed by Matthew Pavon, the famous Matthew Pavon. To be fair, Max Homa's in there, a fairly well-established name. Then after that, it's the likes of JJ Spawn, Aaron Rye, Michael Thor Bjornsson.
You know, about a week after a major, you turn on the golf at the weekend and you see this leaderboard and you think, oh, I'm not watching this. I don't know any of these people.
I think...
And then maybe like Scotty or Jordan are in there because it's their local course.
Yeah. Gavin Cooney in the 42 was saying that even Irish Open patrons would be disappointed with this leaderboard at this stage of a tournament. The best of the Irish at the moment is Tom McKibben. He's... 1 under through his round today. He's at the turn. He's on 200 par overall, so 6 off the lead. But Rory is now 11 shots off the lead. So he's got a lot of work to do. The cut at 1 over at the moment. Rory's on 3 over. Lowry's on 2 over. Patrick Harrington's on 2 over. And Seamus Power's on 1 over. So none of them have teed off. Just McKibben on the course at the moment.
All right. Okay. So Rory teeing off anyway, closer to 6:45. Let's talk about Gaelic games. So Galway Dublin this weekend.
That's the pick of the fixtures at the beginning of the All Ireland Football Championship. The big news from a Galway perspective is that Shane Walsh has back. He's fit straight into the starting team and he will wear the number 11 jersey. We don't have a Dublin team just yet. Is there a question mark about whether or not Stephen Cluxton will start? He's obviously had a tricky beginning to this year's championship. It is a consistent question, so we'll see how they line up for this one. But Galway, 1 point favourites going into this game, which just shows how much there's still a bit of confidence in Dublin, at least coming close to Galway tomorrow. I think their form lines are so divergent at this point. And if you just looked at this year's championship in isolation, you'd think that Galway are strong favourites, but not the case, it seems.
And then in hurling as well, Cork Limerick. So these are kind of a lot of people's two favourites for the All-Ireland.
And also coming off the back of one of the greatest Munster Championship games of all time last year. 3:28 to 3:26 was the full-time yeah. scoreline, just to remind you. And then the All-Ireland semi-final wasn't half bad as well. So Cork going for 3 in a row in championship against Limerick at the weekend. They've made one change. Shane Barrett is back from suspension. He goes straight back into the team and Seamus Harnady misses out. You have someone like Jack O'Connor, doesn't even make the bench for this weekend, which just shows the depth that Cork have going into this weekend. Limerick haven't made any changes, but they do have Declan Hannan, Barry Murphy and Peter Casey in the matchday squad. So lots of changes to their 23.
Right, okay. So that is on... When is that on?
Even. That's on Sunday. So you've got a triple header of hurling fixtures on Sunday. That's the 4 o'clock fixture. The 3 o'clock is Kilkenny Dublin and the 2 o'clock is Tip Waterford. So there's a bit of overlap, unfortunately, between those three games. Would it be nicer to have maybe a hurling game tomorrow at some stage? So there's basically Limerick, Cork, Galway, Dublin. If you're structuring your weekend around the GAA, those are the two big fixtures this weekend.
I know you've got commentary tonight, Bows against Shells, Bows hosting Shells in the League of Ireland. So that from 7 o'clock with yourself and the rest of the lads. But let me ask you just before you go about Munster, who are in action as well, and they're chasing European qualification essentially at this point.
This is huge. 8 o'clock tonight, Munster at home to Benetton. Benetton are flying there in 7th place at the moment, so this is not the gimme it used to be against an Italian side. If they lose tonight, this could well be the end of Peter O'Mahony, Stephen Archer and Conor Murray's career with a full stop tonight. Obviously, they'll hope for at least one more week, but the legacy of losing tonight and not finishing the top 8 would be that they don't qualify for European rugby next season, and Leinster would be the only Irish province in the Champions Cup next season. So that is what's on the line. 8 o'clock tonight, huge game for Munster Rugby.
Alright, OG and from Off The Ball, as I said, live commentary, live coverage tonight of Bows hosting Shells in the League of Ireland. We'll get the news headlines now though. Here's Bernie.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.